The U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement 5 years in. Up next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There's a review planned next year of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade. So the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative held a public hearing last week to assess how the deal is working. One of the Mexican negotiators for the pact, Kenneth Smith Ramos, tells the U.S. Meat Export Federation he thinks the deal is still solid, despite U.S. tariff changes in recent months.
We see turbulence in terms of the Mexico-U.S. trade relationship, of course, because of these tariffs that the U.S. has imposed. We see a complex USMCA review, but we do not see a scenario where there is an imminent collapse of the agreement. There will be turbulence, but we do not see the plane crashing, okay? But we need to work together in cooperation between the agricultural sectors of Mexico and the U.S. and Canada as well.
The Canadian Cattle Association's John Masswall says reciprocity remains important.
Every Canadian is consuming over $700 of U.S. agriculture goods, and every American is consuming just over $100 of Canadian agriculture goods. It tells me that the Canadian market is pretty open and that Canadians like American agriculture products. So yes, there is some back and forth trade that's hidden in those numbers, but again, does it matter? Is it mutually beneficial?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.